the middle. If you're worried about taking my time, then don't worry. I'm free all afternoon. As you've told me this much, why not go on to the end? There's more to your story, I'm sure.
Of course there is,
she said, looking down at me, both hands tightly gripping the strap of her bag.
What I've told you so far is more like an introduction.
I asked her to wait a moment and went to the kitchen. Standing in front of the sink, I gave myself time for 2 deep breaths. Then I took 2 glasses from the cabinet, put ice in them, and filled them with orange juice from the refrigerator. Placing the glasses on a small tray, I brought them into the living room. I had gone through these motions with deliberate slowness, but I found her standing as I had left her. When I set the glasses of juice on the table, though, she seemed to have second thoughts. She settled onto the sofa again and placed her bag at her side.
You want me to tell my story to the very end?
She asked.
Are you sure?
Quite sure, I said. She drank half her orange juice and went on with her story.
I failed to kill myself, of course. If I had succeeded, I wouldn't be here now drinking orange juice with you, Mr. Okada.
She looked into my eyes, and I gave her a little smile of agreement.
If I had died according to plan, it would have been the final solution for me. Dying would have meant the end of consciousness, and I would never have had to feel pain again, which is exactly what I wanted. Unfortunately, however, I chose the wrong method to die. At 9 o'clock, on the night of May 29, I went to my brother's room and asked to borrow his car. It was a shiny, new Toyota MR2, and the thought of letting me take it made him look very unhappy. But I didn't care. He couldn't refuse, because I had lent him money to help him buy it. I took the key and drove it for half an hour. The car still had barely 1,000 miles on it. A touch on the accelerator could make it fly. It was the perfect car for my purpose. I drove as far as the Tana River on the outskirts of the city, where I found a massive stone wall of the kind I had in mind. It was the outer wall of a big condominium building, and it stood at the far end of a cul-de-sac. I gave myself plenty of room to accelerate, and then I pressed the accelerator to the floor. I must have been doing close to 100 miles an hour when I slammed into the wall and lost consciousness. Unfortunately for me, however, the wall turned out to be far less solid than it had appeared. To save money, they had not anchored it properly. The wall simply crumbled, and the front end of the car was crushed flat. That's all that happened. Because it was so soft, the wall absorbed the impact. As if that weren't bad enough, in my confusion, I had forgotten to undo my seatbelt. And so I escaped death. I was hardly even injured. And strangest of all, I felt almost no pain. It was the weirdest thing. They took me to the hospital and patched up my one broken rib. The police came to investigate, but I told them I didn't remember a thing. I said I had probably confused the accelerator and the brake. And they believed me. I just turned 20, and it had been only 6 months since I got my license. Besides, I just didn't look like the suicidal type who would try to kill herself with her seatbelt fastened. Once I was out of hospital, I had several difficult problems to face. First, I had to pay off the outstanding loan on the MR2 that I had turned into scrap metal. Through some error with the insurance company, the car had not been covered. Now that it was too late, I realized that to do myself in, I should have rented a car with the proper insurance. At the time, of course, insurance was the last thing on my mind. It never occurred to me that my brother's car wouldn't be insured, or that I would fail to kill myself. I ran into a stone wall at 100 miles an hour. It was amazing that I survived. A short time later, I received a bill from the Condominium Association for the repair of the wall. They were demanding 1,364,294 yen immediately, in cash. All I could do was borrow it from my father. He was willing to give it to me in the form of a loan, but he insisted that I pay him back.